Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its ending stocks report for December for 2007 and 2008. In billions of bushels, the numbers look like this: for corn, 1.797, soybeans, 185 million, and wheat, 280 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. The Midwest direct hog markets are expected to trade mostly steady today, but there could be some mixed undertones in some areas throughout the day due to wintry weather. Terminals are called steady to firm, with quotes of $33 to $37. Peoria steady today, with a top price of $33.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, December 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,974. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $55.74. The weighted average, $51.89, a gain of 5 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.69 to $42. The weighted average, $40.33. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,493. The base price range, $42 to $56.90. The weighted average, $53.53. A loss of 71 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.19 to $43, and the weighted average was $40.92. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. I'll go right to South America first, and then we'll have time for the icy conditions in the Midwest. And not a big change in the forecast from what we've been talking about of late. First off, what's happened? There were some thunderstorms scattered about southern Brazil yesterday into neighboring Paraguay, and southern Brazil has been rather dry lately. So some fields did benefit from the thunderstorms, although they were scattered in nature, so some other areas remain dry. And in Rio Grande do Sul specifically, that's where most of the thunderstorms occurred. It looks like most of them are in the northern half to two-thirds of Rio Grande do Sul. So the most widespread dry pockets are in the southern part of that state. And that's one area that needed rain. So some fields got rain, others did not. And it looks like that area will be turning dry again. We talked about some scattered thunderstorms in the previous 24 hours in Argentina. That area has turned dry again. And as we look ahead to the next week, it looks like mostly hot and dry weather in the offing for Argentina and southern Brazil. There may be a few isolated showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday this week, but coverage should not be great. So as is the case here in the United States during the summer, conditions are not going to be uniform. Some places will be faring better than others. But when you look at the big picture, it appears that Argentina and southern Brazil are going to be remaining drier than average, which means that's going to start to potentially reduce yields a little bit there. And at the very least, it's an area to continue to monitor as we're into December now, which is the equivalent of June here in the United States. So we're getting into that time of year where precipitation is going to become more critical. And as we look ahead to next week, it looks like the pattern's still favoring dry weather. And with La Nina in the Pacific Ocean, correlations with La Nina to dryness in the growing areas of Argentina and southern Brazil keep that concern going through the growing season. Now in Brazil, as we go farther north into the central areas, over the next week, they're going to get some scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it looks like amounts will probably be less than average and a little less than evaporation rates. So the trend will be drier there, but no real problems yet. And in fact, next week, it appears that showers and thunderstorms have the best chance of reappearing in those central growing areas. So things do look better for Paraná, São Paulo, Mato Grosso do Sul, Southern Goyas and Southern Minas Gerais. Now you get into Northern Goyas, Northern Minas Gerais, and especially Bahia, and for that matter, Mato Grosso, looks like a dry trend is setting up there, so that's an area that will have to be monitored. In the United States, some of the hard red winter wheat belt, Texas, Oklahoma, into Kansas, got plentiful moisture during the last 24 hours, and some of it will continue. Unfortunately, for some of the areas, it was a crippling ice storm, but some of the very dry areas of the wheat belt did get some needed moisture. The icy conditions in Oklahoma, some are saying this is the worst ice storm in Oklahoma history. South central into northeastern and east central Kansas getting hit hard by ice, as has been the case across northern Missouri and now into southern, especially southeastern Iowa, and the ice storms in progress there, and also west central into northern Illinois. And some ice will continue to fall there today, rain farther to the south. So most of the Corn Belt getting some recharged soil moisture, and a lot of it will be beneficial for next season. And we have another system that may be coming in this weekend to the eastern Corn Belt with some snow. That appears likely. Finally, I just want to say that I know I made some comments where my tone was harsh yesterday morning, and I apologize for that. I do want everybody to know that I do, when I have a chance to respond, do respond to listener comments. And a lot of times we get anonymous comments, of which we can't respond. But I just want everyone to know that, you know, I am open to criticism and suggestions. And if you have any suggestions for our weather broadcasting, please forward them on to the station, and we'll be glad to consider them. That's the Growing Areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.61 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.29 and 3/4, up a quarter, last trade up 3 3/4. July, 8.22, down 1.5, last trade down 2.5. December corn opened at 3.99 and a half, down 1, last trade down 1/2. July, 4.34 3/4, down 1/2, last trade down 1/4. December, 4.38 3/4, down 1, last trade down 1. January beans opened at 11.23 1/4, down 2.5, last trade up 1/2. July, 11.50, down 4.5, last trade up 1/2. November, 10.52, down 3.25, last trade down 1 3/4. January soybean meal open at 3.13.60, down 30, last trade up 10. December soybean oil opened at 45.48, up 13, last trade up 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what did you think of the numbers this morning? Bullish enough to make new contract highs in the soybeans?
I think it's possible, yeah. I mean, they did raise, lowered the stocks $25 million by raising the exports and also by raising the crush here. So I think that's a possibility. We've made them a lot of times in the last month, and the problem is, after that, where do we go from there? Will we hold it?
And I guess what we will find out, some truth on that, yes or no, is what the Federal Reserve might do this afternoon with the basis points.
Yeah, if they do 0.5%, that could help keep things where they're at. The other things to consider, you know, on soybeans is what South American weather going to be like. Right now they're talking dry over the next, I think, 15 days in Argentina and southern Brazil. You got the energy bill coming on the corn, which could affect it one way or the other. And wheat, you got wheat, world supply of wheat. What's it going to do? Is it going to continue to tighten or not? So there's still news out there that could be bullish. The news today was bullish. You got to continue to feed a bull.
The corn for December at 1797, enough to have it continue to grind sideways and higher or not?
I think it could continue to grind a little higher. The question is, what, again, is the news after today going to be? Wouldn't surprise me to see it start a little higher and close a little softer.
Is 436 to the upside a pretty firm level of resistance at this point?
Well, I don't know if we've got that or not. I mean, the nearby March hit, 19 to 20. The new 08 hit, 41, 42 in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's going to hold it either way.
Mm-hmm. What about over on the wheat? What were your thoughts on the wheat number at 280?
The wheat number at 280 was lower than expected also. They were looking for, I think, 297. So it's tighter than expected. And again, the wheat, I think, was the one that could really be the leader up due to the world structure where we have the tightest usage to stocks ratio in all time history.
All right, then why don't we go ahead and get your calls for this morning, Pete?
Well, the calls are all over the place, and I've got calls on beans from 2 higher to 7 higher, on corn from 2 to 5 higher, and on wheat from 2 higher to 7 higher.
Thank you much, Pete. You have a great day today.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. All the key numbers are already posted on our website. Go to WILLAG.org and simply click on the USDA report to get the latest numbers. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Again, we're on the web at WILLAG.org.